Even for strike-prone France, this has been a busy week. On Tuesday, teachers, postal workers, and firefighters poured into the streets, protesting for better salaries and working conditions. On Wednesday, the tobacconists went on strike against a new anti-smoking law. Meanwhile, students have blocked roughly 40 universities nationwide to express their discontent about government plans to grant higher education institutes greater autonomy. But it's a massive transportation strike, now in its second week, that has caused the most damage, although unions and government officials have begun negotiating reforms to special pensions and more trains are running, the strike continues to snarl traffic, particularly in the Paris area. The unrest carries all the classic French ingredients. The government proposes reforms, the French protest, the government backs down. But this time around, the country's chief executive is Nicolas Sarkozy, American University of Paris politics professor Stephen Ekovich.
After all, Sarkozy was elected to change things, and public opinion still nevertheless is behind him. And I think he realized that in order to change things in France, and it's not easy to change things in France, because after all, it is rather conservative. But Sarkozy, I think, understood that changes in France had to be done quickly and massively and not piece by piece. So we're seeing the consequence of that.
Surveys show a stunning majority of French support their hard-charging new president as he tries to end special pension perks, benefiting a small slice of the population, most of them rail and utility workers. On Sunday, several thousand protesters even demonstrated against the strikes, an oddity in a country where walkouts usually evoke sentiments of solidarity against the authorities. At the Lumière metro station in northern Paris, a loudspeaker informed commuters trains are functioning sporadically, rather than not at all, as it had a few days before. The strike has enraged French commuters, who have waited for hours to get metros and trains to work or remain snarled in traffic jams. Others walk or bike to work, but businessman Philippe de Hood decided to brave mass transit.
J'essaie de garder mon calme. On est dans une période de mutation et de changement important en France.
Duhaud said he was trying to stay calm. He believes France is undergoing a period of major change, and he is for that. But another commuter, Saïd Abdallah, was less enthusiastic.
Je pense pas que c'est forcément la bonne manière, puisqu'il y a des réformes et des réformes.
Abdallah says France may need reforms, but he doesn't like the president's methods. He believes Mr. Sarkozy should negotiate more. Since taking office in May, Mr. Sarkozy has wasted no time making good on campaign promises to cut government spending and make France more competitive. He has moved at a breathtaking pace, pushing through university and immigration reforms, coaxing the European Union to adopt a simplified treaty to replace its aborted constitution, sending his former wife to Libya to plead the cause of imprisoned Bulgarian nurses, and speeding to Chad in connection with a questionable French charity. After days of uncharacteristic silence, Mr. Sarkozy urged transportation workers Tuesday to return to work, vowing the government would not back down.
Je dis qu'il faut savoir terminer une grève lorsque s'ouvre le temps de la discussion. Je dis...
In a speech to French mayors, the president urged strikers to reconsider continuing their walkout that has cost the country so dearly. He said those paying the price were ordinary French, who had the rightful feeling of being taken hostage. French analyst Etienne Schweitzgut believes Mr. Sarkozy was right to begin his reforms with the special pensions that only affect a small percentage of workers, most of them in the rail sector.
Écoutez, on peut penser que dans la mesure où son objectif est de réformer la...
Schweitzgut, of the Paris-based Center for the Study of French Politics, says if Sarkozy is able to push through these reforms, he will have weakened the unions, and that would be a good beginning for his larger strategy. But whether the president will persevere in the long term is another matter. He's long been criticized for making empty promises, including those during his tenure as interior minister, when he promised to overhaul the country's crime-plagued, immigrant-heavy suburbs. Critics say that has not happened.
C'est bien le problème de Nicolas Sarkozy, c'est que pour le moment, les résultats...
Analyst Schweitzgut said Mr. Sarkozy's problem is that many of the reforms he has pledged will only show results in the long term. So for now, he has to be content with announcements. A poll published Sunday in the weekly Journal du Dimanche found Mr. Sarkozy's popularity had slipped 4 percentage points since October, but still remained at 55%. And with the left and unions divided over reforms, France's president faces no major opposition, at least not for the moment. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.